Been talking this morning about this interesting situation. Doesn't I wouldn't say it parallels Britney Spears, because this girl was clean. She wasn't a drug user or anything like that, or whatever you want to call Britney. She was a normal girl on the level, really cool, really cute. This is my sophomore year in college. She was a freshman at the time. So I think kind of that freshman thing played into it a little bit, you know. She's looking for herself, trying to discover herself. So she goes and has her gorgeous hair chopped off, Britney style. And she joins a woman's group on campus. Now, it's there's nothing wrong with joining a woman's group. Let me say that. It just so happened to be that this woman's group I was kind of familiar with, because like their president or secretary, one of their officers, was in one of my classes and was, yeah, you know what I mean? Feminists that take it too far. They're just like, settle down. You're a feminist. We get it. You know, like, I understand women's rights. Now, lay off, okay? Out of my face about it. Jeez. Hey, I'm not the 60-year-old man you need to convince. Okay? I understand. I get it. I'm not sexist. Now, your boss, your first boss out of college, he will be, yeah. But out of my face. You know, one of those type of deals.
Yeah.
And so when she did that and everything, I just, my attractive-ometer went down. And so did something else. But anyhow.
Yuck.
I just wasn't attracted to her anymore. And we're discussing whether that's wrong or whether that's a problem. You know, is that an issue? Do I have issues besides, you know, the other ones that, that have issues with this area in particular? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who's to tell you that you can't be attracted to some chick? That's like someone telling you not to be attracted to your wife or anything like that. It's like you saying someone's wrong being attracted to some dude or something. You know, who are they to tell you what your personal preferences are? You know, this goes back to the whole Tim Hardaway issue.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway hates gay people.
Yeah. I mean, it goes on the same issue. I mean, big deal if you don't like bald feminists. You know, it's your choice if you want to date them or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, I liked her. I thought she was still cool. I was still friends with her. I just didn't want to be, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I mean, then who's to tell you? Well, if you're still friends with her, then what's the big deal?
Well, I'm not still currently friends with her. I was friends with her while we lived in that same area together. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it wasn't like a long-lasting friendship, but it was one of those college friendships. Not every college friendship lasts forever.
Yeah, that is
true.
Yeah, it's true and quite sad. But we were friends, and I definitely didn't write her off and say, "Get the hell, I don't want to see you at all because you shaved your head."
Go on the Tim Hardaway issue at all.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't hate bald feminists. I just
you're just not attracted to them.
I'm not physically attracted to them. Yeah.
Well, I guess some guys don't like big chicks. Some guys don't like too skinny chicks. I guess. You know, it just all depends on what your personal preferences are, and you are not wrong for that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. You have a great day.
You too, man. See ya. Go ahead. What do you think about changing your mind on a chick after she goes bald and feminist on you?
I think it's totally unattractive.
It'll grow back, though.
But it'll take forever. It will take forever. And well, do you think it's the unattractiveness, or is that based? I mean, because she was still a good-looking girl, right? She was still cute, but you're just like, what happened? You have hair, and it's nice to have hair. You know what I mean? It's nice to have hair there.
Yeah, I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And then there's none. And it's going to take years for it to grow back to normal.
Yes, it will.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
See you, bro.
Bye.
Sticks in the morning, what do you think?
I don't think you're bad.
You don't?
No, because, okay, it would have been one thing if she'd have shaved her head because, like, she'd been on chemotherapy or something and her hair was falling out.
Right, no, and I would totally take that a different way, yeah.
Right, but she joined a feminist group and shaved her head. So, obviously, she's a little extreme. And who knows what else she would have done.
I don't think she was that extreme. I think she was just a freshman in college and kind of curious, you know what I mean? Like wanting to go and like learn things and try new things, and then she decided she was like one of the worst things you can try. Because like, go experiment with drugs, people can't tell necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm joking, kids. But you know, you get at my point. There are different things you can explore socially without, you know, radically changing your look.
Right. Hmm. So, I mean, I don't really blame you because you would have gotten some weird looks from people.
Yeah, and I did just from friends hanging out, you know, even when we weren't together, so.
Yeah, and the whole Britney Spears thing, I think she just was jealous because Anna Nicole took the focus off her crotch.
Yeah.
So, you know,
right.
And she can't pop a kid out right now because of all her drinking. It would have been like an 8-pound pickle, so she had to do something. But, yeah, I don't blame you.
Did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
That's better than anything we've ever done on this show, that's for sure.